Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right, good evening. It's a 7-0 final. Royals are skunked on the south side. And yeah, I really don't know what to say about that one other than, I guess I do have one thing to say after that. Shutout loss in game one of this three-game series against the last-place White Sox. I have one thing to say, and that's, let's go Padres. Come on, Freddie Fermin. Well, come on, Ryan O'Hearn. Come on, boys. I mentioned it earlier today on the On Deck Show. We have boots on the ground in Seattle. Freddie Fermin has eyes on the enemy. Now, unfortunately, Cal Raleigh just hit his 50th home run of the season, so the Mariners are already out in front at home against J.P. Sears and the San Diego Padres. Okay, but come on, Freddie. Freddie hasn't come to the dish just yet. Okay, so Royals right now are 3.5 games back of the Mariners for that final playoff spot in the American League. That deficit tomorrow could be either 4 or 3. Either way, the Royals did not do their part tonight. Phone lines are open for you. We can talk about it on the Peterson and Associates phone line. 913-586-7965. That's the same number as our text line. 913-586-7965. Right before we came on the air, pleasure to be working with Nathan Williams back at the studio tonight. And right before I went on, he says to me, I'm sorry, or I feel bad for you tonight, something along those lines. I don't think we're heading down that road. I don't think that's where you are after this loss tonight. Maybe that's where you were, but I would have to imagine you were there in the fourth inning. Now, this game did cruise, right? A two-hour game. Royals muster two hits, two bleeping hits, a two-out double from Mike Yastrzemski, and shout-out Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby extends his hitting streak to 14 games. Yeah, let's get this out of the way right now. There wasn't much to choose from tonight, so yeah, that right there, Bobby Witt Jr. picking up his third streak of the season of at least 14 games. Do you understand how wild that is? Right, we still have 30 games to go. We've played 132. I think Bobby's missed a few. So let's say 129 games. He's had three streaks of at least 14 games. That's a, It's almost a third of the season. I mean, it's more than a third of the season when you add up the streaks in totality, but three 14-game hitting streaks, him coming through in the ninth inning, Royals getting blown out of the game, obviously. 7-0, two outs, nobody on. It's very reminiscent of a story I've told plenty of times, and it's because I'm sure George Brett's told it plenty of times. But that year in which he was the hitting coach, he said he remembered being on the bench late in the game, playing the Minnesota Twins, and it's a blowout. But Joe Mauer's up there in the ninth inning grinding away. Now, Fowlin pitches off, not giving away in at bat. And the great George Brett remembers telling one of the Royals players or one of the Royals coaches. You see, that's why that guy hits 300 every single season. Because he never gives an at-bat away. And ultimately, that's what leads Joe Mauer to sit next to George Brett every July in Cooperstown. So Bobby Witt Jr. tonight in the ninth inning doesn't give that at-bat away. He takes that 1-2 pitch and blasts it off the left field wall for his league-leading 41st double of the season. Bobby's now batting .407 across that 14-game hitting streak. It's the longest active hitting streak in all of Major League Baseball. And how about this? It's now the fifth time in his career he's had a hitting streak of at least 14 games. That matches George Brett. That's the same amount of 14-game hitting streaks that George Brett had in his 20-plus year Hall of Fame career. So Bobby, still yet to turn 26 for the franchise record, also matching Willie Wilson and David DeJesus. So Bobby getting it done there in the ninth inning was today's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Let's go to the calls in the Peterson and Associates phone line. We go to Thomas in Belton. Thomas, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead.
It's funny you mentioned David DeJesus. I've been watching Royals baseball for 42 years, and I remember David DeJesus getting called out for batting out of order in a Major
Really?
League Baseball game.
Wow.
Yep.
Don't see that very often.
What's ironic about that, though, is I enjoyed watching those 100-loss David DeJesus teams more than I do watching this team. This team is the most frustrating team I think I've watched in 42 years of Royals baseball. And I don't know if it's because they get a runner at second with nobody out and they end the inning with a runner at second and no runs. I don't know.
That didn't happen tonight.
No, it didn't happen tonight, but it's, I can go back and look at the statistics. It seems like, and I could be wrong, that it's happened quite a bit this year. This team, I can't stand it. I mean, they're over 500, and I wished for that for 25 years at one point, but
yeah.
It's just boring
baseball. Not enjoying it, though. No.
No, it's boring baseball. There's a lot of low IQ baseball. They don't move runners. You know, there's a lot of rent-a players they've gotten in the lineup. You know, I hate to call in to be negative after a loss. I'm just, you know, I'd probably still be saying this even if we won. I haven't had a chance to call in very much this year, but anyway.
Hey, I appreciate you calling after this one. You might be the only person.
Yeah, just a real frustrating team to watch. Very boring baseball this year. And I think, you know, a lot of these games, like the end of the Twins series and the end of the National Series, games that you should have won, which also seems like there's a lot of those, those games are going to come back where they're going to come up a couple games short. Anyway, appreciate you taking my time.
Yeah, hey. Thank you for listening. Thanks for calling, Thomas. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Now, as far as the game, Noah Cameron in the first inning, some poor location, some good swings by the Chicago White Sox. To me, it's not just as simple as Cameron was bad. I'm not going to say that Noah Cameron was good, but if you start diving into that three-run first inning, you'll see the leadoff hitter, Chase Meidroth. That's a good two-strike pitch. It's a slider down and in off the dish. That's not a strike. And he didn't even square it up, right? He just lines it barely over Michael Garcia's outstretched glove for a leadoff single. And then give credit to Edgar Caro with that 8-pitch battle with one out and a man on first base. Okay, location on that one, it was up in the zone, no doubt. And the RBI single with two outs to Curtis Meade, yes, that was an elevated changeup as well. But like I mentioned, that leadoff single and then the RBI from Lenin Sosa. That's a 2-2 curveball down and out of the zone. Puts a very nice swing on it, goes to the opposite field. So, you know, four hits in that first inning. Two of them, you give credit to the opposition. The other two, yeah, poor location by Noah Cameron. Fourth inning, okay, that's a different story in the fourth inning. Those were some fat pitches he was given the bottom of the White Sox lineup. So 6 runs on 8 hits. Yeah, there's no way to spin it. He wasn't good at all. Maybe not as bad as that final line would indicate, but then you see no walks and no strikeouts. And you know what? I think that final line comes pretty close to telling the story, not only of Noah Cameron's night, but also of this game. Cameron gives up 3 in the 1st, 3 more in the 4th. The Royals have 2 hits for the entire game. 1 hit going into the 9th inning. And a lot of that is due, again, to the opposition. The White Sox lone all-star, right-hander Shane Smith. 7 innings of 1-hit baseball. He strikes out only 3. And it seemed like he could have gone deeper. He's had only 80 pitches through 7 innings, and that's because he was just attacking. You know, by the time you get your footing in the batter's box, you're down 0-2. Shane Smith faced 23 Royals batters tonight. He gave first pitch strikes to 21 of the 23. So again, dig in and you're immediately down in the count. You hate to give credit to a team that a lot of you have been spending weeks and months making fun of. Maybe early on in the season that was warranted, but if you've been watching this offense of the White Sox since the Midsummer Classic, you'll see they've been one of the 5 best, 10 best offenses in all of Major League Baseball. Everything that the Royals have done, everything that you've fallen in love with the Royals offensively, everything that they've done since the All-Star break, the White Sox have done just as well. And it was on display tonight. White Sox win 7-0. Royals drop game 1 in Chicago. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Doug. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Doug, go ahead.
Yeah, I got a lot of topics. Can I just host the show with you tonight?
Let's see. Get it started.
All right. So the first few innings, they're obviously taking a lot of fastballs, and then they just swing at the off-speed stuff right away. Was that the game plan to try and get him a lot of pitches or what?
To get Noah Cameron a lot of pitches?
No, to get the White Sox starter, Smith. It's like we were always 0-1 and he just threw fastballs. Bobby, Markel, Vinny, they all just, it's like they're waiting until they're 0-1 and before they want to start hitting.
Okay, yeah. I'm not up there at the box. I don't know what you want me to say to that, but okay, your other observations, co-host, continue.
And the way that Bubich looked tired and got hurt, and the way that Lugo hasn't got anybody out since his contract is like, is Noah Cameron getting tired because he didn't have any velocities and they just kept hitting all the slow stuff?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, he's pitched more innings this season than he has in his professional career. Yeah, and possibly, no doubt.
It just looked like they didn't have any energy. I mean, they're 3 out of a playoff spot, and I mean, there was only like 300 people in the stands, and there was like no energy anywhere. Like you said, it was a quick game. It was over in 2 hours.
White Sox had plenty of energy. Miguel Vargas had enough energy for the entire ballpark. He's taking the extra 90 feet left and right. They were running on Izzy like crazy tonight.
Well, I did appreciate Michael Garcia playing third. He had 2 great barehanded plays.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he, again, you know, he's putting together one of the 10 or 15 best seasons in all of Major League Baseball among position players, and to think that he could possibly do that at the shortstop position on a daily basis makes him one of the most valuable players in the sport.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, with only being out of the playoffs 5-3 and going to a team that obviously we think they should be, you look for a better effort than that, I would think.
Well, you just mentioned, Mikel had a quality effort, right? Bob had effort. I mean, whose effort are you questioning? Anybody specific, or is that just a generic?
Well, all right. So Bobby, he takes a fastball right down the middle of 96, and then he swings at a slider and grounds on a double play. He grounded out the third, his first two at bats. He's taking the fastball as the first pitch, and then he just swings at the other.
You acknowledge this is difficult, right? And Bobby's one of the best on the planet, and you're still going to fail 7 out of 10 times. You're acting as if he needs to come through with the knock in every single at bat. He has a 14-game hitting streak.
All right, whatever.
Okay. Thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. Now, did the producer tell him it's time to go to break? Is that why he's ending this conversation? Because that's not a great co-host to say whatever and then hang up. Oh, buddy. All right. Well, looking for a new co-host. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Royals shut out for the 12th time this season, but for the first time in more than a month. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Let's go to Travis in Ottawa. Travis, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Burns. Thanks for the call, man. First time caller. I've never called in before, but...
Hey, good to have you.
Maybe it's because nobody else is calling, right?
No, that's right.
I got one... I really have one question for you, and thank you always for... Even all your analytics and all the information you ever give to us when we sit here as listeners.
Sure, yeah.
I'm not a huge guy in sports. I love baseball, though. I've watched the Royals for years and years. I'm almost 50 years old. I've probably been watching it for at least 40 that I can remember of it. My one question for you is this. Is there a point in time when Coach Q's job's questioned? And let me say this. The reason why I ask that is, I don't want to be a negative guy, but some of the things that are done by him, I feel like, everybody's a coach, right?
Right.
I feel like they're boneheaded moves.
Any in particular that are coming to mind?
Well, tonight, tonight we have one guy playing. We have one hit in the game, mm-hmm. and he puts in a pinch hitter. And replaces that hitter that's had the one hit in the game. Why are we doing that? The guy's the only hit.
That was in the ninth inning. Well, that's the ninth inning, and you're down 7-0.
I get it. Okay, I get it. You're right. But I still think there's times when our pitchers are, the guy we bring in the eighth inning is throwing lights out, and we're ahead by two. I think this happened several times. We've given up the game, and we put in, our closer and. We're screwed, but that's the other guy in there. Do we know if we would have won? No, but he was pitching lights out. Why take him out?
To me, my question would be, because it does seem to be like any time they lose, we're laying it at the feet of the manager. Anytime they win, it's everybody but the manager. So why is this team two games above 500 then? You think it's in spite of the manager? They'd have a much better record if they had a different skipper?
No, I don't think so. I agree with that. No, I don't think so. I guess it's possible, right? Those are all questions that you can't necessarily get an opinionated answer. I believe that would happen, but
You're kind of doing that with the second guessing of if he didn't pull that pitcher, then of course the really,
Yeah, like I said, everybody's a coach, right?
Right,
got to be difficult, but at some point too, I sit and listen to all the games we've lost. And I sit and listen to your callers, and I listen to you and everything else, and it's always talking about the players.
Right.
but yeah, but I've never
Travis, I appreciate the phone call. No, I was taking those calls back in 2012 and 2013 and throughout the 2014 season as well, when I was hearing the exact same thing about Ned Yost. And I would push back and say, no, Mike Moustakas can't hit 212. Eric Hosmer can't continue to roll over every ball and ground out to the second baseman. And I need the guys that are hitting 3-4 in this lineup to deliver. I need Billy to stop hitting into double plays. I would consistently put it on the hitters, on the pitchers, on the players, and I'd get, you know, Vern, you're a company man. You know, why are you in Ned Yost's pocket? And then all of a sudden, the Royals get the best bullpen ever, a great lineup, a great rotation. They go to the World Series, and Ned Yost is in the Hall of Fame, and you guys are taking pictures with him at every single turn at spring training and all around Kauffman Stadium. And good for Ned. He deserves it. But Matt Cutrero is right now in line to become the fourth manager in franchise history. He has a chance to be the fourth manager in franchise history to go to consecutive postseasons? And we're wondering if his head is about to roll? Yeah, I don't get that. But it doesn't mean I'm right. I'm like Travis said, everybody's entitled to their opinion, or everybody's a coach, something along those lines. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Let's go to Levi in Raymore. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, I'm just going to bring it up a little bit. There's been years and years of baseball here where there's no conversation like this at this time of the season. I mean, we're three games away.
What conversation? Because we're always trying to fire the manager on this show, apparently.
I'm sorry, not the manager conversation. Okay, about, okay. Hey, listen, this team is close. They can make it. Like, we can do this, especially – I look forward to that series where we're playing Seattle. Like, we're right there. Like, we can get in here, get this thing done. I'm excited, happy for the team. It's one night. Go out tomorrow, beat them 7-0. Like, it could happen.
Hell
so,
yeah.
Just speaking up, you know, just bringing it up little bit. It's a great night. It's a great city, great team, and I'm excited for it.
And I got more good news. Way to go, Levi. Way to pick the boys up. Way to pick the girls up. Wait, Freddie Fermin, way to go. Didn't I say Freddie was going to help out? Freddie draws a walk. He comes around to score. All of a sudden, the Padres are hitting bombs left and right. Fernando Tatis, Jake Cronenworth, like a good Michigan man, Gavin Sheets. And just like that, the Padres are in front in the bottom of the second inning, 4-3. All right. All right, Freddie. Come on, bro Hearn. I need something big from you tonight. Padres can knock off the Mariners. The Royals will not lose any ground despite being shut out in Chicago tonight. 7-0, the final score. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. We go to William in Overland Park. You're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I listen to you every night. I just got one thing to say, and I'll go off the air. I think tonight's loss was all Sam Long's fault, every bit of it.
Yeah, I agree. Now I'm with you on that one.
Oh yeah, right. Come on, man. I'm just joking you.
I know
it's all Sam Long's fault.
No doubt. William, I appreciate it, buddy. Way to bring some levity. And I saw that, and I heard that the show's got some good run out of me losing my mind back on Saturday. I'm trying to be better. Trying to remain calm. Well, but you know what? Not tonight. Tonight, I don't need to remain calm. Again, if you were frustrated, if I was frustrated, I've had plenty of time to get over it. Royals give up 3 in the first, 3 in the fourth, another in the seventh, and they lose 7-0. Held to just 2 hits. Let's go to James in Westport. James, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Murdo, it's a pleasure, man. I haven't called you since last year. Because I waited for this season. All my fellas get so excited after every win, so down after every loss. They want to get rid of everybody. Matty Q is, I think, the best manager in Royals history. Sorry, Whitey Herzog.
Yeah, Whitey Herzog would like a word.
Yeah, I got to give a word for the rat.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, man, you fellas, this is baseball. You know, baseball's a brisket. You got to smoke it and you got to cook it. It takes a while. Now we're at the end run. Fellas were so up last week. And now this loss happens. And it's like, y'all dejected. No, man, it's baseball. We got a great infield. This may be one of the best infields in baseball that I've seen. And it happens. You lose.
Right. And they've won more than they've lost, which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you go back to last year, we were a 500 baseball team, with the exception of the White Sox being the worst team in the history of baseball. And what was it? 15 out of 16 wins?
Something like that, but they all count the same.
Yep.
I'd really like to beat up on the White Sox and the Twins moving forward.
Love you, Vern. Thanks for your show.
I love you. Yeah, right. Yeah, thank you. Way to go, James. I'd like to hang out with James. Maybe. Let me get a look at James first. 913-586-7965. I'm very late for a timeout. Take a break. Get back to your thoughts after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here's the pitch. Witt laces it into left center field. Baldwin sprints to his left, looks up. It bounces up against the fence and stays in play. Bobby Witt Jr. cruises into second. He's got a two-out double. So he extends his hitting streak to 14 games with his major league leading 41st double of the season.
64th extra base hit of the season. That's seventh most in Major League Baseball. Sadly, that was one of only two hits for the Royals tonight. And even more frustrating is that hit came in the ninth inning. Royals lose 7-0. They drop game one on the south side of Chicago to the last place White Sox. Royals are now two games above 500 and sweating out this game in Seattle. If the Padres can hang on and win, the Royals will enter Tuesday's tilt in Chicago. They'll enter the game still three games back, but if Seattle's able to mount a little comeback here, they'll extend their lead for that third wild card spot to four games. All right, phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Let's go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm. Don't wait. Call the eights or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Jason was one of the near 11,000 in the building tonight. Jason, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern.
Yeah, my buddy and I, John, made the drive up this morning.
Nice.
And we were full of excitement. We were full of joy. And,
and how about ready to go?
10-8, you know. And it's been a while since we've been out to the good old new Comiskey. But we want to say one thing. We really enjoyed the bullpen experience out there. If you haven't been there for a fan and you want to experience a sight line that you hardly get to see in any ballpark, the bullpen view down there is just great. But we do want to vent a little bit. We just want to outlet for a moment with you. We kind of want to, you know, we need a hug, I think, more or less anything right now.
Well, bring it on in. What do you got for me? Bring it on in. I'm all hugs.
I need a hug, bro. But here's what we want to talk about. I think it was like 3 or 4 games ago, there was a decent focus on selectivity at the plate. We were seeing a lot of pitches. We were taking walks. Things were going well. Maybe you got the stats the last 3 or 4 games. It seems like we're not seeing as many pitches. It seems like we're behind in the count a lot tonight. And we're just turning over baseballs. So love to hear from you, your perspective. We'll get one tomorrow. Let's go, Royals.
I appreciate it. Well, my perspective, like I mentioned, is the righty for the White Sox was on his game. Right? He got ahead of 21 of the 23 hitters that he faced. I'm sure they would have loved to have done more damage against him, but well, credit to him. Credit to his left fielder, made a great sliding catch in foul territory to rob Adam Frazier. Nice double play turn to finish off the sixth inning. Yeah, I mean, to say that, hey, 4 days ago the offense was good, now they stink. What's changed in 4 days? To me, it's the other pitcher, right? He was an all-star for a reason. He has a sub-4 ERA for a reason. The Royals scored 10 runs yesterday, right? They have the same players, the same coaches. You know, maybe they came into the game saying, "Let's see a pitch or two." I don't think big leaguers talk like that. All right, guys, everybody take a pitch or two. That's just not how it works. You're looking for your pitch, and you're trying to square it up. Royals didn't square many balls up. Mike Yastrzemski did. Yastrzemski with a high pop-up, you know, squared that ball up, just got a little bit underneath it in the first inning. And then he goes an opposite field double in the third, draws a walk in his third trip to the dish. And outside of that, Izzy squared one up. That led to the two-out error in the third inning. But, yeah, listen, you know, Jack Caglione will hopefully be back for the 1st of September. We'll likely see him coming up for that Angels series at Kauffman Stadium that begins next Tuesday. I would imagine we'll see Jack Caglione, but you know, these are the guys, Yastrzemski and Bobby and Vinny and Michael. You know the names. Back at it tomorrow, facing a lefty, a soft toss and crafty lefty in Martin Perez. Soft tossing might not be the proper description. Martin Perez, nobody to sleep on, and he's one of those guys that'll frustrate you because he's not necessarily overpowering. So just be prepared. That White Sox offense is showing up, and they have Michael Lorenzen in their crosshairs tomorrow. Martin Perez. Now, the Royals can tag him, especially with all the quality right-handed bats they have. You'd think Michael Garcia is going to be hitting at the top of the lineup tomorrow. Randall Grichuk normally tears up lefties. We'll see if he can get to Perez tomorrow. But we'll see. You know, it's certain. What you're describing is certainly not the trend, Jason. To me, it's if it is factual, it's more fluky than anything else. Because the sample size, at least since the All-Star break, says this Royals offense has been one of the 10 best in the sport. One of the few offenses better than the Royals since the All-Star break is Chicago. And I mentioned it earlier today on the On Deck Show, there's only four teams in baseball coming into today. Only four teams in baseball that were averaging more runs per game than the Royals. The first place Blue Jays, the first place Phillies, these Chicago White Sox, and the first place Milwaukee Brewers. So three first place teams and a last place ball club. Royals just dropped the opener to that last place ball club. Shut out by the White Sox, 7-0. Let's go to Michael, who's downtown Kansas City right now. Michael, how are you?
Hey, doing well, Vern. You touched on this a little earlier. I'll try to expand upon it. But before I get started, one thing we need to do is let's get out to the K this weekend. Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, the weather's supposed to be perfect. Let's get out there and enjoy being baseball fans now, because it's not really important what we do. We'll do what we're going to do. The guys are all pros, but it's really exciting, and we haven't been here in a while except for last year, is to get up and see what everyone else is doing, because we're behind and we need some help.
Yeah.
Thanks for the show.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for calling. Let's go to John in Overland Park. John, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to let you know that, you know, throughout this whole year, you might have got the greatest compliment from my wife ever, because she hates baseball, but she loves drama. And every time we go to a game, she says, all right, at least they get to listen to Vern and the people call in and complain. And she made a good point, though, Vern. Very good point here. Everybody, she doesn't get the whole coaching thing, because I told her, you know, over the last couple years, they've really taken a lot of the coaching decisions away, you know, with how they've adjusted things, but she doesn't care about that. But the point was, she said, Garcia just barely missed that thing. She says, well, don't they tell him where to stand? And I said, you are absolutely right. Yeah. It's not Q's fault. They need to fire Jose Alcorin or whatever his name is. I was like, yeah, that's a good point, honey. But I'll let Vern know that you love his drama.
Hey, well, that's very nice of you to pass along and tell her I said thank you very much. And really, on behalf of the callers, thank you very much, because there's only drama when the callers bring it, right?
Amen.
Yeah. John, take it easy. Royals infield coach Jose Aguasillo, one of the best in the game. Best people and best infield coaches. Now, just take a look around that infield, right? Bobby is a reigning Gold Glover. Mikel, boy, if you exclude maybe the first 40 games, I think Mikel's the Gold Glover at third. Vinny's been much improved and one of the hardest workers you're going to find over there at first base. Nice to hear from you, John. Appreciate it, buddy. Let's go to the Mean Machine. He's dialing us up as the Royals fall 7-0. Royals still two games above 500. Padres still leading the Mariners as they play in the top of the fourth. Mean Machine, go ahead.
Well, out here in New Mexico, I see a lot of the Dodgers games. So, you know, I've seen Freddie Fermin a lot. But, Vern, where do you get your brisket from? Is it Gates? Is it Joe's?
Guaranteed Foods.
Where do you get your brisket from?
Guaranteed Foods. That's all I need.
Uh-huh. And so with the Seth Lugo signing, how are you feeling about that? I mean, because, you know, he's had about four bad outings out of five.
I can answer you real quick, Machine. No, I can answer you real quick. I feel good about it, because it's not our job to pinch pennies for the owner, right? There's no salary cap. You don't need to worry about that contract until he starts to tell us, hey, we can't go out and buy this position or buy that player because we already paid Seth Lugo. I haven't heard that from John Sherman, so I'm not sweating it. Now, I'm disappointed in his performance this season, and if it continues, this team's not going to the playoffs, but I'm glad that Seth Lugo is under contract next year and the year after that. It's a great foundation for this franchise moving forward.
I feel good about him being on the team, and it just worries me about him being signed to that much money for a 2-year contract. But exactly, it's not our money. and everything. But with the Michael Massey move today, like, what role does he play on this team?
I think you saw it today. Thank you very much for the phone call. If it's a righty on the mound, I think you're going to see him out there in left field. And if he doesn't produce, his at-bats, I think, will go to Jack Caglione come September 1st. Appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7965. Mike Yastrzemski is tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Yastrzemski 1-for-2 with the walk. And now, in 15 games as the Royals' leadoff hitter, he has more walks than strikeouts. 8 of his 13 hits have gone for extra bases, which gives him an OPS as the Royals' leadoff hitter, an OPS of 965. It's 250 points higher than league average. Mike Yastrzemski just studly at the top. Let's go to Colin in the Northland. Colin, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how we doing?
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm good, man. Glad to hear you a little bit calmer this evening, especially after the last couple of days of crazy BS callers. Speaking of the callers, I wish this fan base again would just keep things in perspective. You know, we're at the tail end of one of our longest game streaks. What, we're going 13 games without a day off. I think that's like the second or third longest we'll see all year. You know, the boys had a very emotional game yesterday where we ended up pulling out a great victory. It's 162-game seasons. You're going to take your lumps. You're going to catch a pitcher on his best day, and that's what happened tonight. But, again, let's keep it in perspective. Let's keep the hope alive. Let's keep pulling for our boys in blue. And, you know, let's watch these Padres take care of the Mariners. Take care of her and go Royals.
And nice to hear from you. I see on the text line from the 816. Must have been one hell of a fantasy football draft. You know what? Enjoy being in the big leagues. I got no problem with the boys having a good time last night in Chicago, enjoying themselves a little fantasy football draft. Now, I'm not a fan of them getting shut out tonight, but that's what happened. Royals are 2-hit on the south side. They fall 7-0. Mike Yastrzemski, tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. They've been doing that since 1958. Check them out today. Here's the number, 913-888-5000, or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Quick timeout, our final timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Royals shutout in Chicago, 7-0 the final score. They are now two games above 500, a record of 67-65. Padres still on top of the Mariners right now as they play in the bottom of the fourth inning, although Mariners are threatening. So we'll keep you updated. Fox Sports Radio will keep you updated. And then Fesco and Dusty will have full reaction tomorrow morning beginning at 6 a.m. The loss goes to Noah Cameron. He's now 7-6 on the season. Cameron gives up 6 runs on 8 hits, does not strike out a batter, doesn't walk a batter, and doesn't come out for the 6th inning. Daniel Lynch pitched the 6th and 7th. Your boy Sam Long took care of the 8th. Let's hear what Noah Cameron had to say after the game. His 19th start of the season, his 19th career big league starts. Audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network.
Yeah, not good. You know, got to be better for the team. You know, especially in the first inning, I think that's just a big, just kind of sets the tone there for the rest of the game. And obviously, I came back out second inning. Third inning felt really good. Just kind of keep them there, you know, give us a chance to win, you know, eat some innings for the team. And obviously, a crappy fourth inning there just to kind of ruin the whole day. So, yeah, just got to be better. I thought I threw a lot of really good pitches that kind of got hit, but also threw some bad pitches that got hit. So, yeah, just got to get better overall.
So that first inning goes on. I mean, a lot of those were with 2 strikes, all those hits. I mean, is that just an execution thing with some of those doubles?
Yeah, I think so, for sure. I mean, I think one of the doubles, I think, was a curveball way out of the zone, kind of down, just really good hitter, and put a really good swing on it. But the other one, yeah, just got to be a little better executing, you know, making guys chase. Obviously, no strikeouts tonight, so just got to, get some swing and miss. And obviously, I love pitching to contact. You know, I'd rather somebody hit a single than walk somebody, you know, along with a lot of pitchers. So, I just got to execute a little bit better with 2 strikes and then put guys away.
Did it seem like they were aggressive from the jump today while you're on their mound day?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're an aggressive team. Obviously, they're swinging it really well right now. But, yeah, just got to continue just to attack. And you know, obviously, I threw a lot of strikes today. First pitch strikes, a lot of stuff like that was better today. But just got to get better with 2 strikes and then just putting guys away.
What are the adjustments that you go to when, you know, you have a tough first game like you did today?
Yeah, I think it's just, I mean, that's all they get. You know, I think it's just a mentality thing. Of you just got to move on. You got to forget about the first inning. You got to just eat innings and you know, give us a chance to win. And obviously, I didn't do that, but just on to the next, and we'll, you know, see where we go from here.
There you go. That's Noah Cameron again. Audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. Cameron threw a first pitch strike to 9 of the 23 batters that he faced. 9 of 23, by my count. Smith, the rookie right-hander for the White Sox, first pitch strikes to 21 of the 23 that he faced. Cameron tonight, despite giving up 6 earned runs, he maintains a sub-3 ERA. That's how good he's been. His ERA is now 2.92. That's still the 3rd lowest of any Royals pitcher through their first 19 starts. And among all rookies in Major League Baseball, Cameron's one of only 6 that has thrown more than 105 innings. Another one is on the other side tonight, the aforementioned Shane Smith. But of those 6 rookies that have tossed more than 105 innings, Cameron remains the only one with an ERA below 3.8. Again, Cameron's mark, 2.92. All right, let's go to the text line, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Royals lose 7-0. Game 2 of this series comes your way Tuesday night, 6:40 for the first pitch. On Deck show begins at 5:30 right here on 96.5 The Fan. From the 620, Vern, let's talk about the elephant in the room. There was no energy again on this team. Everyone's just going through the motions. Maybe I'm reading that in the wrong tone. And possibly I am. So you're telling me you saw that again yesterday, right? When they took a 6-1 lead and then fell behind and battled back to win? You saw that yesterday? Or was it the White Sox starting pitcher was really good? And I can promise you, after every one of the previous 11 shutouts this season, someone texted in something very similar, because a team always looks lifeless when they're shut out. From the 816, Vern, I have the win total over this year, over 83.5 wins. Thoughts? No, I don't have any thoughts. 913-586-7965. Royals are now 67-65 with 30 to play. So 16-14, you're a loser. You need a 17-13 stretch down the stretch from the good guys. Scott in Phoenix writes in on the text line, Vern, the offense hasn't looked this lifeless since Michael Massey was last on the roster. Obviously, the loss doesn't fall solely on him because the bats were asleep tonight, but I hope he can provide the punch needed with this offense. Yeah, we all do. But the team's not desperate for Michael Massey. Team needs Michael Massey. The team needs Jack Caglione. But I'm not looking at either one of those guys to be the difference of this team getting to October and not getting to October. Now, that begins with Bobby and Vinny and Michael. Salvi and Yastrzemski, to me, are going to play a more key role than Michael Massey. Now, to your point, Scott, sure. If October Massey shows up, if Caglione turns into Roman Anthony or Nick Kurtz, sure, they could be the difference maker. But I'm not expecting that. I have no reason to expect that. We can hope. But in no way should you expect that tomorrow night. Well, you shouldn't expect to see Massey in the lineup tomorrow to begin with. Either way, that's going to do it for us. I'm out of here. Nathan Williams, thank you very much for the help. Kansas City will do it again tomorrow, 5:30 for the On Deck Show. Thanks for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's Postgame Show.
Out of the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.